You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From the latest guidelines in view of Omicron, upcoming IPOs, the latest on crypto, what Saurabh Mukherjee makes of the market correction and more. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. Well, before we discuss more top stories of December 3rd, let's first take a look at the market. The Indian equity benchmark indices erased opening gains to end over 1% lower, dragged by the likes of Reliance Industries, Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Bank and Infosys. Meanwhile, Vodafone Idea stock surged over 12% during the day, hitting a 52-week high in the last hour of trading. The shares rallied on account of telecom department returning bank guarantees to the tune of 12,000 crore rupees to Vodafone Idea. The Department of Telecommunications will return BGs worth rupees 20,000 crore that Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel had furnished to cover spectrum payments. Since the spectrum payments have been deferred as per the new relief package, DoT will ask the telcos to furnish the BGs a year before the deferred period is up. At close, the 30 script Sensex ended at 57,690 as it declined 765 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index fell over 200 points to finish at 17,190. Market guru Saurabh Mukherjee says that correction should be the least of anybody's concerns right now. He says that the Indian economy is showing solid signs of recovery and there is no need to worry about the recent shallow market correction. According to Mukherjee, now is the right time to buy well-run financial companies. He says, and I quote, "This is as good a time as any. We are in the early stages of what looks like a market recovery in economic growth globally and in India. Invest in well-run lenders and play economic cycle with them rather than investing in more speculative sectors such as real estate, travel, transport, infrastructure, aviation and so on." Unquote. Next up, the year may be coming to an end, but not the lineup of IPOs. Undeterred by the recent volatility and lackluster listing of some startups in the country, Ola is planning to go public in the first half of 2022. According to CEO Bhavesh Agarwal, Ola is also gearing up to create something of a super app with plans to broaden its services beyond mobility to include personal finance and microinsurance. Here are a few updates on the health front. A day after two Omicron cases were detected in India, the government today released an FAQ answering all queries regarding the new strain. The government says that while there is no evidence to suggest that existing vaccines do not work on Omicron, some of the mutations may decrease their efficacy. Hence, vaccines are expected to still offer protection against severe disease, and vaccination with the available vaccines is crucial. Moreover, the government said that given the fast pace of vaccination and high exposure to Delta variant, as evidenced by high seropositivity, the severity of the disease due to Omicron strain is anticipated to be low. Meanwhile, an ICMR expert says that the virus may not be performing well in the shadow of Delta, and all evidence he has seen shows that Omicron is not lethal. Karnataka, where the two cases of Omicron were identified, has issued a fresh set of guidelines, according to which all gatherings need to be restricted to 500 people, only fully vaccinated people will be allowed to enter malls and theatres, government servants should be fully vaccinated, and parents of children below 18 years who are going to school and college should be fully vaccinated. In an update on Cyclone Jawar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reviewed the preparedness to deal with the situation. The cyclone is expected to hit North Andhra Pradesh and Orissa coast. The PM has directed officials to take every possible measure to ensure that people are safely evacuated. According to the IMD, the cyclonic storm is likely to reach West Central Bay of Bengal off the coast of North Andhra Pradesh and Orissa by December 4th morning. It'll make a landfall on the coast near Puri in Orissa around noon on December 5th. the National Disaster Response Force has earmarked a total of 64 teams to tackle the situation. Next up are updates on one of the hottest topics right now, that is cryptocurrency. At a time when India is going to introduce the cryptocurrency bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that there should be a global mechanism to monitor technology, whether it is cryptocurrency, payment systems, or data privacy. She said that global action is the only way to regulate technology effectively. Meanwhile, Infosys Chairman Nandan Nilekani says that crypto assets are worth considering and can be used to bring about more financial inclusion. He said that there is a role for crypto as assets, but they obviously will have to follow all the laws and make sure that it doesn't become a backdoor for money laundering. They have to use that as an entry point to get a lot of young people into financial markets. Reliance Industries Chairman and Managing Director Mukesh Ambani also said that he was a big believer in blockchain technology, which he says is different from cryptocurrency. According to him, blockchain is very important for a trust-based and equitable society. Ambani said that using blockchain, one can deliver unprecedented security, trust, automation, and efficiency to almost any type of transaction. Ambani also hailed the rapid shift towards adoption of digital technologies and said that very soon a digital-first world would result in a more equal world. He said that everything will first be digital and then get physically transformed, and that there'll be a drastic cost reduction in the coming years. Lastly, former Secretary Anoop Wadhwan, in an exclusive conversation with CNBC TV 18, said that the Indian economy is reverting back to pre-COVID levels. On trade deficit, he said that November has generally been worse in the last 5 years, and so it's not right to read November trade data as a trend. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.